Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and welcome to Be the Light Radio. I am Alania Starhawk, your host for this evening, and I am blessed, truly blessed, to be here with you, to be present, to be open, to receive all that is shared from every depth of being. And that's what this show is about. It is waking up to our own inner truth, that own light, our own light that we hold within, discovering the magic, the wonder, the beauty that we each hold within. And then knowing that all we are, all we naturally are, is enough in this great, big, beautiful world of complexity. It's enough to know that who you are is enough. And that's what we're talking about today, too. I've been on a journey for these past 5 weeks of summer vacation with family and with friends and road trips galore and traveling nonstop. And when you're in it, every moment is pure bliss. But I think it's so important to have that foundation of self-knowing before you step into those long journeys and step into those greater experiences. I know it certainly made my journey easier, and I certainly was in a lot of self-contemplation throughout, because in order to keep going for 5 weeks, it takes some fortitude, it takes some centeredness within yourself. And that's what we're talking about today. How do we build that place of fortitude within ourselves that allows us to go out into the world and be part of anything that we find ourselves a part of? The world won't always bring us the experiences that are, let's say, perceived perfection. They won't always. Life will happen. Everything will spiral. We're here in a great, big, beautiful universe where everybody is living their own perfect journeys. And perhaps another person's journey, another person's experience isn't always our ideal situation or experience. But when we have that place of centeredness within, all of a sudden we become empowered in each moment. We withdraw from what appears outwardly, and we come into that place of peace within. We come into the remembrance of who we are and why we find ourselves in that moment. We come into a place of self-empowerment, knowing that we are never without control or without choice. We are the ones still directing our journey and still creating the experiences that we know in all moments, in all moments. I have a beautiful friend who always tells me, you know, it's so easy to be a perfect spiritual being when you're in your own comfort zone, when you're in your own home, when you're in your own community. It's so easy to be that ideal that you wish to be. But you step out into the world and you go into alternate realms, and suddenly that reminds you of how actually centered or spiritual you are. Are we still able and to hold to our personal ideals when we find ourselves a part of experiences that seem outside of our control or out of our control? I know for me, well, I have family visiting, and let me tell you, my heart has been soaring. These are the family moments that I treasure so much, and I really do value them because we have a very small family. So when family comes together, when we're laughing nonstop, these are moments that I absolutely treasure. But, you know, traveling and being away from the home for weeks on top of just, you know, being outside of your routine is all a bit challenging sometimes. And what I did find the most challenging was going back to New York City, and I am a New Yorker. I lived inside Manhattan for years upon years, never dreamt I would be anything but a New Yorker. And inside the city, I'm still perfectly at peace. I'm still perfectly at home. That's fine with me. It's the traffic of New Jersey, the construction that is never ending, even the BQE, all of those highways around the city there, the city was always crowded, and I don't know that I've changed. I really, really, really believe that the city has become so crowded beyond the point of I don't want to say saturation, but beyond that comfort point, that it's very, very difficult to remain in your centered self. I felt as if I was trapped and everything was being just taken from me while I sat on that highway. And then I had to realize, wait, I put myself here. I had to realize there are other people who do this every single day and don't get upset. And what I realized is that I needed that, what is the word, contrast. I needed the contrast to remind myself of what an incredible community we have. Really, the spiritual community that we have. We might be challenged at times, but we really live realities that allow for space, freedom of voice, flexibility with, you know, time and honoring our own choices and doing what's best for us. We've created these experiences that are so empowering and so uplifting, so inspiring. And I realize that it's not that those city environments are less than perfect and pristine for everybody that's in them. I realize that it takes more centeredness inside of ourselves to be that spiritual light, that positive influence in that environment. So, firstly, to every single bright soul that travels those roads every single day, that walks that path, that deals with everything that the city environment encapsulates, and still beams, still smiles, still holds a vibration of love and light, I so deeply honor you. I honor you. I honor you. My prayers kept going deep within the earth, and to kind of clear any of that sense of feeling stuck from every single soul, so that we can remember that in all moments, this is where we choose to be. We are the ones creating our experience, and we are the ones that can shift it. And so let's take it away from that New York environment, because really, in the greater scheme of things, that's just one moment, one single moment. And all it did was remind me that I still had more work to do within myself. But don't we find ourselves in those moments every day in small ways, in one way or another, where we prepared ourselves to be arrive at some beautiful location or appointment, and then it was canceled on us? Or perhaps we prepare ourselves for something else that when plans shift and we're a little bit put out. There are a million things that trigger us each day. But it reminds me, is any of it worth the disharmony we allow to grow within ourselves? Any of it? How easy would life be if we were fully centered within ourselves, knowing that we are flowing with universal light within us in all moments, that it is impossible to be triggered, to be challenged, to be pushed to any extreme, and that in all moments we have everything we require for a blissful, joyful life. If we stay in that centeredness, not just knowing it as an ideal or a concept, but really staying in that, how easy would life be? How much would we add to the communities in place and really inspire others to begin seeing the potential and possibilities in those challenge spaces? So this is what I bring into awareness today. Are you, am I, our most centered self? Are we placing our attention on our own source of knowledge, of truth, of wisdom, of light, of beauty? Are we so grounded within our being that we know nothing outwardly can shake our point of bliss, our state of joy? That's what I would like to get to. And, you know, it reminds me of a story way back years ago when I was a child. I was so in love with Weebles. Who doesn't enjoy a nice Weeble? So I was so in love with Weebles. And you know the motto, Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. And could you just play with that all day long and knock over the Weeble and watch them pop right back up? And they had a quick response. So I'm praying that everybody here actually knows what a Weeble is. But the only reason that that Weeble wobbled into an upright position each time is because their centered place of power was low and within themselves. They didn't have heavy arms. They didn't have a tall head. They weren't. Everything was centered within themselves, the weight. So when they threw themselves off center, it flipped right back to where the center of weight was, which was within themselves. So think about it. If you wake up this morning, tomorrow morning, each morning, knowing who you are, whatever that is, you are not the same being as I am, and I am not the same being as I am next week. But if we wake up each morning and we say, today I am, and have that place of knowing within ourselves, wouldn't it be easier to navigate through our day? Would we begin to detach from any sense of chaos around us? Would we release from or redirect ourselves from any of the discord or the disharmony that revealed itself around us? We won't even identify with it, so we won't even notice it as much. The reason I was so triggered was because I've been triggered in those situations before. And I think I needed to go back and I needed to heal that. I needed to, number one, you know, test myself and see how angelic can you really be when you're put into this enclosed place, space, experience. And I needed to come into a place of gratitude for all that we do have right now. I can't only be a positive force when I'm around positive forces. If I am to be the light, that means no matter where I am, I need to be the light. Not for others, for myself. And I've shared this in many of my classes and my teachings. Spirit gave this to me a few years ago. But listen to this clearly. It is no great feat to be the light in the midst of light. We really discover how powerful, how brave we are when we learn to be the light in the midst of illusion, of shadow, of separation. And that's what I believe we've come here to be. Each of you, if you're listening to a spiritual program, if you're drawn to my spirit in any way, it's because you're holding the light in your own community, in your own heart, in your own way. I believe that each of us are that flickering flame that unites together and becomes that beacon of light that shifts and transforms all of humanity. I believe that in a greater way. But it begins with just being the light in our own way. So, as I will tell you, I just arrived back last night. Well, no, not last night. I'm sorry, Sunday night. No. Saturday night. Today's Monday. Saturday night. And since then, I've been running. And even knowing that I had a choice to connect with you online today or to let it be next Monday, I knew that for my own centeredness, to align to a power, to really connect to my inner truth, my inner light, I needed to be here with you. So I thank each and every bright soul who is joining me, whether in person right now, on the switchboard, or in archive, in the chat room, wherever you might be, even in spirit and thinking of me for, you know, a split moment. I so thank you for journeying with me. What we've created together, truthfully, what we've created together is so far beyond that which many, many, many people can understand. But you know that I appreciate you. And I honor you and I celebrate you for your bravery, for standing strong in the shadow and the illusion and all that feels enclosing and entwining, all that feels that way. I so honor you for standing strong and endeavoring to be the light in your own way. I'm just taking a breath now because I feel that I've been talking for quite a bit. I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to allow spirit to come in. I'm going to allow a message to flow. But in this deep breath, I'm going to envision that my breath unites with each of your breaths, that we together unite and become one radiant force of light, that the power, the fire, the light that flows through me now connects to each of you. And together we become a force of sacred energy, of sacred source. That connects to all universal life. And for just a moment, while you're connecting with me, while you're connecting with this great power, with this great light, hold a thought, a simple thought in your mind, but allow it to flow through your being. Allow it to reverberate through you and usher out, reverberate out into the world that is. And allow this thought to be, I choose peace. Hear the words reverberating, but see it become energy. See those words transform into colors, into vibrations of light, into frequency. See it reverberating outward, flowing outward, touching all that surrounds thee, going out further still, connecting to the earth realm, to beautiful Mother who supports us so, to each bright soul who connects to and aligns with that message of love. See their spirits awakening in that little prayer, and see them too silently whispering to the universal energies, I choose peace. And so the energy flows forward still, connecting and growing with each bright soul who joins us now. And see these lights grow brighter, brighter, brighter around the earth plane, around the global sphere. And know that in this moment, this moment, this moment, there are countless bright ones, brothers and sisters, our soul family, who wish to wake up to the potential that we are, wish to bravely hold a prayer of peace in their hearts, who wish to open the doors of defeatism, open the doors so that it no longer holds us down, it no longer controls us, and that we invite, embrace, and claim a vibration of Christ consciousness, of unity, of oneness, of sacred light and energy, that we become the force of divine light upon this earth and within our being now, both alone and united. We allow this gift of divine light, of truth, of wisdom, of guidance and support to flow to and through us individually and as a united force. Feel yourself not being alone, but holding the same voice, the same cry, the same call as your brothers and sisters at Soul Family across the globe. Know that you are not alone. We are not alone. I am not alone. I am you and you are me. And as I bravely take each step forward, choosing to be the light in the midst of illusion and shadow, I know that you too make those same brave choices, so that one day, very soon, we will wake up and the paradigms will shift and change, and the shadow and the illusion will be in the past. All we will know is peace and love, respect for each soul who walks, compassion for each innocent one who seeks, who yearns. One day, soon to come, we will each stand strong in the bright light that we are and be at home within ourselves. Be at home within ourselves. Be at home within ourselves. So that no sense of isolation, isolation or outer control can be. Just be in this light that flows now. Just be in the light. Know that you are the one calling this vibration of love to yourself. Thank you, dear spirit, to every vibration of love, every source of divine wisdom who comes to us now, to the angelic ones and to the wise ones, the sacred ones, the ascended ones, all the masters, at every depth of being. If it vibrates in love, I welcome you and I honor you. I offer you gratitude for all that is shared. I ask that each soul that listens now is supported on their personal journeys into self-awakening, to self-acceptance, into self-discovery, and that their path is effortless, ease-filled, peace-filled. And so it is. So it is. So it is. I have to look on the timer now. We have a few minutes left. And let me tell you, if anybody here would like to speak to me in person, please call in at 646-915-8288. And you may press 1 if you'd like to speak to me. And let me take a moment to say, I am Alania Storhawk, which I said at the beginning, but I didn't really talk much about me. And I am a spirit medium. I'm an angelic messenger. And truthfully, I'm just like you. I just have this ability to trust and to know, to sense and believe that we are always surrounded by infinite waves of support. Our higher selves are in constant communication with us daily. Our own personal guardian angels, our spirit guides, all of our ancestors, those who love us and have crossed over. The ascended masters who know our bright souls and know the greater journeys that we're on. Each day the universe wishes to communicate with us, and it's learning how to recognize, appreciate, and honor those voices, those messages that will allow you to walk forward daily with them. And it begins by simply trusting that they are near you. Are near you. If you're looking for proof, you're in your head. Let go of the proof. Simply trust that you are surrounded now with infinite waves of support from many countless divine ones who honor and love you, who see you, who know you, who support you, who wish to be with you, to co-create with you, to guide you in each moment. And if you at least know that they are there, then your simple prayer to welcome them into your life is enough. To simply stand here today and to say, dear spirit, I welcome in the divine light, support, and love that surrounds me now. I open my heart to walk with every angelic one and divine one, everyone who supports me and honors me, who sees me. To just do that is enough to welcome in the miracles. It's enough to welcome in that unseen support, and then begin to trust the miracles. Begin to trust the miracles. All right? There's always, you know, just in these past couple of weeks, I can't remember them all now because they weren't my stories, but I witnessed quite a few people having miracles happened to them. Little things about spirit messages and the angels revealing themselves to someone. And, you know, these are all unexpected experiences. And each one of them questioned it just a little bit. But, you know, this isn't a time for you to question yourself. We've been told that that happens seldomly. It's only very, very special people. But I'm going to tell you that no one upon this earth is more special than you are. Can you hear that? Because I mean that with my entire being. Right now, hear this. If you're questioning yourself, if you're wondering how to move forward in life, what decision to make, how loved you are, how everything is going to work out, I'm telling you, hear my words. No one upon this earth is more special than you are right now. If you just hold a prayer in your heart to walk with the loving and supportive energies that surround you, then the miracles will flow. I promise you, the miracles will flow. It's a moment of trust. I do believe we have a phone call here, and I want to make sure, but I'm going to put them on the line now anyway. So 207, would you like to speak for a moment?
Hi, Alania. This is Cindy. How are you?
How are you, beautiful?
I just realized that you were on, and I thought, oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to do this weekly now, and I won't be traveling
for a few. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I'm trying to do it weekly again because this just inspires me so much. And right now it's only half an hour, but I'm so glad that you've called in. How are you? You're in Maine,
well,
right?
Thank you.
Are you? You're
good to
in Maine.
Hear your voice
correct?
Again.
I thank you so much. Are you still in Maine now?
I am. I still have a house for sale that I'm trying to sell, but you know it's.
We've got to put our energy into that. I was just in Maine. That's where I went on one of my journeys. We went up to Rangeley, Maine for a week or so.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's magical. Truly beautiful. So connect to the energy of that land because that land is quite sacred. I can feel it. It's flowing through. Just call on the ancestors and the guardians of that land. And I know you've been trying to sell this house for a bit. And so don't take it as a question. Just tell them, thank you for bringing in the perfect buyers. Thank you for bringing in the perfect family and allow them to find the ones that will bless your home.
Well, I buried a St. Joseph statue in my yard.
Good. I've seen that work for many people. You know, something just shifts when it's time, but go out there and clear it. Stand in the middle of that property and say, you know, now is the time. Find the perfect buyers, and I am open to all of your support.
Yeah,
and
I've been trying to do that this summer. Yes.
Yes, before the snow starts again.
Before the snow starts, yes.
And you've had beautiful weather, truly beautiful weather. We had wonderful. It was warm during the day, cool at night.
It's always
so
perfect in Maine.
Yes. Yes, yes. Oh, well, I'm going to say a prayer, too, that you're supported in your prayers and that the home is protected. And because it's a 30-minute show, we really don't have much more time. Is there anything else you'd like to share, or shall I talk to you again next Monday?
I'll talk to you next Monday.
I love you so much, and thank you for finding me, honey.
Thank you.
All right,
okay, bye.
Oh, how blessed we are, and this is a community, and this is why I love Blog Talk Radio so much, because we are able to expand our circles beyond our local communities into this global community. I first met Cindy 3 years, at least 3 or 4 years ago. And it might be 4 years ago, here on Blog Talk, and still she remembers me, and still we're connected. And I love that. And I invite each of you to become part of this circle, too, even when you're not with me, to hold your prayers and know that we all hold the same intentions to be a conscious community of loving individuals who envision a world of peace, of love, of support, of quiet gentleness that allows each soul to be exactly who they choose to be. If you wish to know more about me, please visit my website. It's Alania, StarTalk.com. Alania, A-L-A-N-I-A. Star is in the sky, S-T-A-R. Hawk, H-A-W-K.com. I am so honored and blessed to walk with each of you. I look forward to journeying with you, and I hope that you do bring in some inspiration for the future shows, because I am nothing without you. We bounce off of each other and become this beautiful cosmic creation of free, joyful expression. So I honor you today. I pray and wish that each of your dreams comes true, that you sense and feel your guides and your guardians of support around you in all moments, and you envision an infinite universe flowing to you, bringing to you all you may desire, require, and imagine yourself to receive. I honor you. I treasure you. I wish you all a great and beautiful week. Namaste.